A normally peaceful and beautiful exhibit in the children's section of the Monterey Bay Aquarium in California has turned into an example of nature red in tooth and claw. A mantis shrimp has been laying waste to an exhibit created in the aquarium so that children could watch the crabs and barnacles and other tiny creatures that live in warm water coral reefs. Like its namesake, the mantis shrimp preys on smaller crustaceans. David Kripe is a senior aquarist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and he joins us by telephone from Monterey. This shrimp does not belong in your exhibit, is that right?
Well, it's certainly one of the hitchhikers that we have to watch out for. When we set up an exhibit like this, we use live rock, which comes from the wild, and there's a variety of hitchhikers, things that we don't want in the exhibit that come in with the live rock. And in this particular case, we had two mantis shrimp that got through our quarantine process with a shipment of Florida live rock and ended up in the exhibit.
Well, now, you caught one and removed it. How do you know that you still have one? How do you know there are two?
Well, we've spotted two prior to catching the first one, and then also when we're working around the exhibit, we can actually hear the popping sound that that is caused by the mantis shrimp actually attacking the hermit crabs or the barnacles or the snails.
Little crunches.
Yes.
Then I guess you find piles of, shell?
Yeah, we do end up with, when the mantis shrimp goes after the snails or the hermit crabs, we do end up with shells here and there scattered across the bottom that have been broken open and fed on by the mantis shrimp.
Well, now, how did you catch the one you caught, and why can't you catch the other one?
Well, it was by luck, actually. We've been trying with a variety of different techniques. We have tried traps in the past, and fortunately, they're very smart. They learn very quickly to stay away from the traps. And so this one that we caught just happened to be out on the rock when I was working, and I was able to get a pair of tongs that we use for maintenance and grab it before it ducked into the rock.
So what's your plan?
Well, because it's more of a annoying pest or a nuisance pest, and it's not causing significant damage, we're just going to sort of play a wait-and-see game and, whenever possible, try and get it out. But we certainly aren't going to go with any other aggressive techniques, because those aggressive techniques will probably be more detrimental to the ecosystem of the exhibit than, you know, one mantis shrimp popping off snails and hermit crabs and barnacles.
What would be aggressive?
Aggressive would be putting a reef octopus in there, and the reef octopus would eat the mantis shrimp, but it would also eat some of the other shrimp that we want in there, and then possibly even the hermit crabs and some of the snails that the mantis shrimp is eating. So the solution then becomes a problem.
David Kripe, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Kripe is a senior aquarist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. He joined us by telephone from Monterey, California.